Welcome back to another podcast of Grateful for Love with Regina. If you have not subscribed to me already, go ahead and do so. Make sure you follow me and share on Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Now let's get started with today's episode. God bless you, beloved. And welcome to Grateful for Love. This is Regina. In today's lesson, we are going to be continuing our study in the series of Life by the Spirit. And this is our part 5, coming from Galatians chapter 5. And we will begin today with verse number 24. And reading from the NIV, it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. And keeping in mind, beloved, that the sinful nature is the human nature apart from God, without God, without God's influence, or without God's control. Now, to read the same verse coming from the Message translation, it says it this way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessities is killed off for good, crucified. Now, I want to interject here, beloved, that when we think of the crucifixion, and we just this past Sunday, as of this episode recording, observed Resurrection Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when we consider crucifixion and all that it contains, all that it stands for, without a shadow of a doubt, it represents death. It represents death. And so I'm reminded of the verses out of the Gospels that talk about taking up the cross and following Jesus daily. This is a dying to self. And in much the same way as Christ died for us, we die for him each day as we crucify and keep this sinful nature under our feet. Now, keeping in mind, we inherited this sinful nature, and so it is there. But however, with Christ dying on the cross for each of us, and then when we individually receive what he's done for us individually, ask him to come into our lives to be our Lord and Savior, now that sin nature is no longer in control, it is no longer dominant, it no longer tells us what to do, we tell it what to do. In other words, we tell it that you no longer have control over me, that I'm controlled by the Spirit of God who lives in me. And so it is under us. And so from there, we live with and upon and under the control, rather, of Holy Spirit. Now, I like how the Message Bible says it in that part that says, responding to what everyone else calls necessities. All of the things that we think we have to have, that the flesh has convinced us that we have to have, whether it be prestige or prominence, whether it be a physical relationship of some sort that may be questionable, whatever it may be, however it may come, if it is motivated by the flesh and we're prodded to go after it apart from God, then it is not for us. Now, keeping in mind, this is a book that has been written to believers. I have to stress that again once more, because this is not talking about someone who is unsaved. This book is talking to someone who is saved, but yet and still we're dealing with what we were saved from, the things we came apart and away from. And so we have to make up our minds in the very beginning that if we're going to receive Christ as Lord and Savior, then there are going to be some things with the Holy Spirit's help that he is going to enable me to discard, to get rid of, to no longer let control me, because now I want and choose to be under God's authority, under God's control. Now, to read the same passage coming from the Amplified translation, it says it this way: "And those who belong to Christ, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh." And the flesh is defined within this verse as the godless human nature. So as I read it again, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, and with its passions and appetites and desires." So this godless human nature has been crucified. We have to do it. It has been done willfully, as we have chosen to slay it, to kill it, to discard it, in exchange for now our newfound life with Christ. Now, will it try to come up again and try to get us to do things? Yes, it will, because we'll find that out as we go into our cross references, how there's a war going on between the sinful nature that was once dominating in our lives, and now the Spirit of God and us being led by Him. But nevertheless, it is and has, it has to be nailed to the cross. Just as Jesus willfully allowed Himself to be nailed to the cross, we want to willfully nail our sinful flesh to quote unquote, rather the cross each and every day, because we want to make sure that we are intentional in our living for God every day. And so the flesh is our enemy to that way of life that we now want to live with Christ and to follow Christ. Now, we want to look at some cross references, beloved. And I always tell you that the cross references are given to you in order that you can see how the Word of God is connected, how the Word of God is intertwined. No one of these verses stands alone. They all have and meet together at some point. And even though we may be in a different part of the Bible, we will find out by way of the cross reference that the theme is still the same. Everything is still pointing to Messiah. And so the Word of God actually interprets itself. And so we want to turn now, and these are all, we only have this one verse for today. So these are all cross reference verses for our Galatians 5:24 episode verse. So our first verse is going to be Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. 5:13. And it reads from the NIV, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." Now, this verse is up under the subheading within this chapter called Freedom in Christ. And it's important, love, that we understand that just because we're saved and just because we can ask for forgiveness when we do wrong, when we do miss the mark, that should not be used as a license to do wrong and then ask for forgiveness. We should not be doing that. If our heart is right before God, and if we really receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, as a true believer, then we're not trying to go and sin just to ask for forgiveness because I want to do what I want to do. That is not what Christ did for us. And that is not what He wants us to do for Him. And so it says here, you were called to be free. You were called to be free, to be no longer under the control of this sinful nature that we all inherited. You were called to be able to come out from under its control, out from under its dominance. So don't use your freedom then to indulge, it says, the sinful nature. You have been freed from that. Rather, serve one another in love. In love. Let's turn to also within the same chapter, actually, let's go down to verses 16 through 21. Now, of course, you're going to find out that these were the very verses, rather, that began this study of life by the Spirit that we began several weeks back. But now is coming up as a cross reference. So we're going to just read them together. Beginning at verse 16, it says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. 19, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." So we won't go through these again in terms of a great explanation, because we've already done it so far in our earlier episodes within this series. But the whole idea here is that the sinful nature that now has been defeated by Christ dying on the cross for us, and we have received what Christ did by faith for us individually, that sinful nature is defeated. It is as good as dead in God's eyes. Now we have to see it as dead as well by nailing it every day to the cross that we carry for Christ. So we're denying that sinful nature, not giving it any reason to want to try to come up, raise its head up in our lives to control us. It might try to raise its head, but we don't have to fall up under its, we don't have to fall up under it leading us any longer. That is our choice. So we choose to kill it each and every day. Now, turn now to Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 6. And it reads, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." It reminded me of a song years ago. I'm not sure who sung it originally, but it says, you're going to serve somebody. We are going to serve somebody. And in the spiritual realm, which is the most important part, we've learned of who we are, of who makes us who we are. We're spirit, soul, and body. We're either going to serve God and the things of God and follow things God's way, or we're going to serve the enemy, Satan, and follow and do things his way. Those are the only two choices. And so here it says, our old self was crucified. This is past tense. So I'm trying to get you to understand that God already sees us as having crucified the flesh, because we received his Son into our lives as Lord and Savior. So he already sees it as done. So that's now on us to live as if it's already done, because Christ, in fact, did it on the cross when he died and took the payment that was actually belonging to us to die for. He died for us. Let's also turn to Romans chapter 7. And there are several verses here in Romans, but Romans chapter 7 first, looking at number 5. So 7 and verse number 5, which reads, and these are all from the NIV translation. It says, "For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passion aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, so that we bore fruit for death." The sinful nature ends in death. There might be a few short steps of pleasure, beloved, but the sinful nature and being controlled by the sinful nature will always result in death. Now go down to verse 18, and it says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. Remember that. Nothing good lives in any of our sinful natures. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Why? Because I've given way to the sinful nature. And the sinful nature won't let me carry it out. That's why we need the power of God in us, by His Spirit dwelling in us, to empower us to do away with the defeated now sinful nature in us. Let's also turn to Romans chapter 8. And there are a number of verses in this chapter. Look at first at verse number 3. Romans 8 and 3. And it says, for what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in sinful man. So what the law couldn't do, because it was powerless, and it was powerless because of our weakened sinful nature. The sinful nature that we inherited from Adam caused the law to be weak in terms of us not being able to keep it. We couldn't keep it. But it says, but God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. So what the law couldn't do, God did do through Jesus, who is God in the flesh. Let's skip down to verse number 5. And it says, those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what the nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Pretty basic here. So the sinful nature that's in control of a person will have their minds set on sinful things, on those desires of that nature, of that sinful nature, and vice versa. For those who have been born again, who have received Christ as Lord and Savior, they have their minds set on the things of the Spirit. Let's go to verse number 8. Says, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. So we have to choose which one we want. Do we want death, or do we want life and peace? Verse number 9. So let me read 9 as well. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. Now, I want to go up to verse 8 and pull in 8 and then go into 9. So we read 3 and 5. Now I want to do 8 and 9 together. This is verse 8, those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. And the key word here is controlled. So we're either going to be controlled by our sinful nature, or as a believer, we're going to be controlled by the Spirit of God, who has come in to live in us and who has in fact defeated that sinful nature. Will we now be controlled by Him, the Spirit of God? And then 9 says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. So if the Spirit is not there, then we don't belong to God, because the Spirit living in us is God's guarantee. He's our engagement ring that we belong to Christ. And that in fact, Christ will one day come back for us to bring Him and us together forever. Let's also look at verse 13, well, 12 and 13 of the same chapter 8. 12 says, "Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it." And then 13 says, "For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." So we are not going to live according to the sinful nature, beloved, but we are going to rather live according to the Spirit and put to death. That's that crucifixion that we're talking about in verse 24 of our episode verse. Putting to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Now turn to Romans 13 and 14. Romans 13 and 14 says, "Gather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." So we're not even going to play the old tape over and over again in our heads about how the sinful nature used to do and be in us, because we have crucified it. So we are now looking only to clothe ourselves and to stay clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore not even think about how to please this dead nature that only has death in it for us. Now turn to Galatians 6 and verse 8. Galatians 6 and verse 8. And 6 and 8 reads, "The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature," it says, "from that nature will reap destruction. And the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." So keep in mind, we see two contrasts here. When sowing to the sinful nature, that nature reaps destruction. But those who sow to the Spirit will reap eternal life. And then finally, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 11 reads, "In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ." So here we see, beloved, that this circumcision is referring to a physical versus a spiritual circumcision, rather. And it says, we're not talking about a physical putting off of what a physical circumcision would represent. We're talking about a spiritual one that is done by Christ. And so I believe, beloved, that we see here time and again that this is all done by Christ for us, that he has made the way, that he has eliminated the sinful nature's dominance over us, putting it under our feet, so to speak. It is dead to us, and now we can live for him. Now I want to conclude by reading our episode verses from both the Good News Translation and from the Passion. And this is the Good News, Galatians 5:24, that says, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires." And then the Passion reads this way, "Keep in mind that we who belong to Jesus Christ have already experienced crucifixion. For everything connected with our self-life was put to death on the cross and crucified with the Messiah." Praise God. So, beloved, see yourself as on that fateful day when Christ died on the cross for the sins of every man and woman, for all humankind, male and female. He died for everyone. That we put our self-life with its sinful nature and put it on the cross with him. And so each and every day we're making a intentional, willful decision to stay up under the leadership and guidance of the precious Holy Spirit. He's done it for us, and he wants us to walk in him under his control each and every day. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you so much for what you've shown in your word today. And we pray, Father, that by your Spirit, that you will continue to lead and guide us as we submit to your will in every way. That everything we do and say, Father, represent you. That you get the glory in and through us. The sinful nature has been defeated. It has been destroyed by way of the cross, by your death, and by you having done it for us. And now we choose with intention to walk each and every day being under your control and leadership. We praise you and we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, until next time, beloved, shalom, shalom. Remember to subscribe, share, or follow me on Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Be back next week. God bless.